The FOB. Lessons from Ukraine. This excellent article, April, should be required reading for every American concerned about our national security. America's destiny is in the most perilous position it has been in since the Civil War. We must build up our defenses, or our enemies will defeat us without firing a shot. Jerry Shanevi, New Philadelphia, Ohio. As someone with a master's degree in political science with a concentration in security issues, I always find Alan W. Dowd's articles insightful and well-researched. This is one of the best. Like most Vietnam veterans, however, I am perplexed by the half-century of downplaying our sacrifices against not only the communist Vietnamese, but Soviet and Red Chinese weaponry and military assistance. As Dowd puts it, Vietnam claimed more than 58,000 Americans, again over a span of 20 years. Korea claimed 37,900 Americans in just 37 months. The obvious suggestion that Korea was more hazardous than Vietnam obfuscates the fact that more than 40,000 Americans were killed in our war in just 36 months. 1967 to 1969. Dave Lang, Malvern, Ohio. I enjoyed reading National Commander Dan C. Hafer's message about the four chaplains, February. On January 27th, our American Legion Post 312 in St. Charles, Missouri, and Orchard Park VFW Post 4219 co-hosted a benefit dance for Ukrainian soldiers who have been critically injured or lost limbs in the war against Russia. I had a goal of $10,000. We raised $12,500. In a world short on faith, courage, and compassion, I am very proud of the nation of Ukraine, their people, and especially their soldiers. They remind me of the four chaplains who made the ultimate sacrifice. Gordon Steinhoff, St. Charles, Missouri. Seeds of Hope. This article, April, underscores that the best way to assist foreign countries and build earnest diplomacy in its truest sense is through private organizations like the American Legion. Delivering relief to those most in need is much more effective than any benign packaged foreign aid, which for too long has been nothing more than a welfare program for tyrants that seldom reaches those who need it most. To the Legion, bravo and carry on. Greg Maresca, Ellisburg, Pennsylvania. The downside of tax refunds. I enjoy my American Legion magazine every month. I seldom disagree with any article. But the latest Focus on Finances piece, Rapid Fire April, has what I consider a bad idea. When I was in college 60 years ago, I worked at resorts and they withheld taxes. Every spring, I would get a tax refund that financed my spring break to the beaches, a week of surfing, and a lot of beer. After I graduated and went to work, I realized the money taken out of my check was my money. So I had the minimum withheld, and as a result, had a small amount to pay to the IRS. The only good thing about a tax refund is as a forced savings with no interest for those who do not have a plan to save their money in income-generating accounts. Richard Armstrong, Scottsdale, Arizona. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion Magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org. The Dodgers lost the last of their boys of summer, but America lost a great patriot. Carl Erskine was a World War II veteran and legionnaire who consistently gave back to his community in Indiana. National Commander Dan Seehafer on the death of legendary Hoosier pitcher and American Legion baseball alum Carl Erskine, 97, on April 16th. Erskine played for George H. Hockett Post 127 in Anderson, Indiana, before serving 2 years in the Navy. He made his Major League debut for Brooklyn in 1948 and finished with the team in Los Angeles in 1959. In 1953, Erskine set a World Series record with 14 strikeouts in a single game and threw two of the majors' seven no-hitters in the 1950s. He advocated for his son Jimmy, born with Down syndrome, and devoted more than 40 years of service to the Special Olympics. In 1995, Erskine received the Legion's James V. Day Good Guy Award. Whitey Herzog, Hall of Fame manager for the St. Louis Cardinals, died April 15th at 92. Herzog grew up in New Athens, Illinois, and, like Erskine, played American Legion baseball. During the Korean War, he served with the Army Corps of Engineers and was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. After 8 seasons playing in the major leagues, Herzog went on to manage the Texas Rangers, California Angels, and Kansas City Royals. In 1980, he took over the Cardinals, leading the team to a World Series title in 1982 and National League pennants in 1985 and 1987. Since 1987, the Whitey Herzog Youth Foundation has donated thousands of dollars to benefit youth baseball programs in Missouri and Illinois. Herzog was a strong supporter of American Legion baseball in particular, seeing it as a great pathway for young players to go from high school to college baseball. In Belleville, Illinois, Legion baseball and high school teams play on Whitey Herzog Field. Editor's note: in A Limber State of Mind, Living Well, April, Colby Jenrich is a family and sports medicine physician. The playlist: American Legion videos you don't want to miss. Kansas Post welcomes Afghan refugees. Army veteran Fatima Jaghouri of American Legion Post 17 in Manhattan, Kansas, describes what it means and why it matters for refugees to have a chance at freedom and opportunity. Commander touts historic membership opportunity. American Legion National Commander Dan Seehafer calls on posts to make the calls, make the visits, to help the organization grow in the final stanza of the 2023-2024 membership year. Visit legion.org/magazine/videos or subscribe to the American Legion's YouTube channel to see, show, and share other American Legion videos. 1 million. VA benefits claims processed by March 4th, the earliest that number has ever been reached, largely due to the influx of applications from veterans seeking care and relief made available through the American Legion-backed PACT Act. 14,737,702.35. Amount in youth scholarships awarded locally and nationally combined by the American Legion in 2023. 4,456 American Legion posts that conducted buddy check operations last year, according to the most recent consolidated post report. Whereas the American Legion is a congressionally chartered organization directed to safeguard the interests and welfare of service members and veterans, the American Legion is only open to membership by qualified veterans of the U.S. military. The Legion is mindful of protecting all private information of service members and veterans. Be it resolved that the American Legion requests the Congress of the United States in its next session to pass a bill requiring that all active duty retiring or ending their terms of service be given paperwork at the time of their outprocessing that allows them to volunteer their contact information to the National Office of the American Legion. Past American Legion National Convention, August 29th through the 31st, 2023. 62,914. Copies of the updated Our Country's Flag, American Legion Youth Comic Book, sold through Emblem Sales in 2023. An increase of 77% from 2022. Legionnaire gives New Idaho subcrew a piece of home. Caption: Matt Roble presents a ship's bell to Navy Commander Randall Leslie Center, commander of USS Idaho, SSN 799, and Master Chief Travis Skipper. End of caption. The newly christened submarine USS Idaho has part of its namesake state on board, thanks to Matt Roble. Roble, a past department commander and member of American Legion Post 113 in Meridian, Idaho, had a ceremonial bell cast from the brass grommets of 25,000 retired U.S. flags. The flags were flown in Idaho by veterans, American Legion, and VFW posts, scouting units, businesses, and residents. "I wanted the bell to be made in Idaho and of Idaho," he said. Roble presented the bell to USS Idaho Commander Randall Leslie and Master Chief Travis Skipper at a banquet following the submarine's christening March 16th in Groton, Connecticut. The first thing they did was conduct a ceremony to honor all submariners lost through history and rang the bell, Roble said. "It was moving. Several sailors thanked me. They said, this truly is a piece of Idaho that's going to travel the world." Roble also had 300 keychains made for officers and sailors from grommets not melted for the bell. "I spent almost 4 years working on this, and everybody wanted to be a part of it," said Roble, adding that the wood base and bracket were handmade in Idaho by veterans. Roble's first bell was cast in 2015, made from nearly 3,000 flag grommets he'd saved that yielded 22 pounds of brass. He gave the bell to the American Legion Department of Idaho. Since then, Roble has collected and retired nearly 100,000 flags and kept the grommets for bells. "I love our flag," he said, "and I think I've opened some eyes to proper respect and proper disposal of the flag. It's the greatest and most recognized symbol on the planet. We need to protect that and spread love for our country." Cameron Richardson. New: Your Guide to Be the One Resources. The American Legion is adding more Be the One resources for posts, districts, and departments to use in raising awareness about the organization's mission to save the lives of veterans at risk of suicide. Physical toolkits have been distributed to departments, while additional resources are available at legion.org/be-the-one/resources. With more to come. If you have a suggestion for an edition, please contact magazine@legion.org. Print materials, sample press release and media advisory. Trifold that explains the Legion's Be the One mission. Trifold that posts can customize to list local resources. Wallet cards with variations of the Be the One logo, brand mark, QR code, guidance on how to be the one, and more. Primer on VA SAVE program. FAQs about Be the One. Guide on how to plan a Be the One IndyCar watch party. Digital assets. Be the One branding materials. Social media promotional items, including sample posts and graphics. How-to videos. How to organize a Be the One event, how to customize the trifold, how to talk with and assess a veteran who may be having suicidal ideation or thoughts, how to get local media to cover your event. Promotional materials. 3x5 Be the One flag can be sent to a printer for production. 2x6 pop-up banner stand can be sent to a printer for production. Be the One poster with QR code. 6-foot-long table throw. Merchandise available at emblem.legion.org. T-shirts, pocket polos for men and women, moisture-wicking men's and women's shirts, baseball hats, dog bandanas, car magnets and bumper stickers, coins, pins. The Keeper chronicles veterans' path to recovery. George Eshelman set out to hike the 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail with one purpose, taking his life. A Desert Storm veteran, Eshelman left the Army in 1993. He lacked purpose, indulged in alcohol, and ended up divorced. Still, he thought he had things under control. Then in 2015, he lost the person he felt was his only true friend to suicide. "Something snapped, and I wasn't able to control my feelings anymore," says Eshelman, a member of Paul Gwynn American Legion Post 47 in Calhoun, Georgia. "I was going down the wrong path." After announcing his intention to hike the Appalachian Trail with a name tape to honor his friend, Eshelman was flooded with requests from strangers to carry name tapes for their loved ones, and friends, too. He ended up with 363. "No one knew I didn't plan on coming off that trail," he says on the May 1st edition of the monthly Be the One podcast. But along the trail, Eshelman met other veterans who provided support and camaraderie. His story is told in the new movie, The Keeper, which opens Memorial Day. "Everyone has something going on in their life," he says. "The world spins fast, and things get knocked out of whack. If people can walk away from the movie understanding to just reach out, no one can handle this all by themselves." To hear Eshelman's story, as well as more than 240 other podcast episodes, visit legion.org/TangoAlphaLima.